Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about ROS IDEAL CPP and how you can make your ROS2 builds faster. And even if you're not using ROS2, you should be able to apply at least some of that to your own projects. So first, before talking about ROS IDEAL CPP, we need to look at ROS IDEAL. ROS IDEAL, it's a set of packages that is responsible for building your messages. So here we have an example for the PX4 messages package. And this is the build process. Every color is a step in the build process. And we can see that we have basically two types of steps. We have 10 long Python processes that are the ROS IDEAL generators. They're taking quite a lot of time for this package because the PX4 messages has over 100 interfaces. So it takes a lot of time to generate interfaces. And there are smaller compilation steps that also need to be run so you can use your messages in your projects. So for this package on my machine, it took a minute 21 to build, so it's quite long. It's a large package, but it's long just for interfaces. So my first idea was to re-implement everything in C++. And by doing so, the generators are between 30 to 300 times faster. So now the build is down to 13.8 seconds. So it's much faster. We can barely see the generators anymore. They're in blue at the beginning. We have the generator for the Python interfaces at the end. And in the middle, there is like two or three of them. But it's much faster, and now we see that it's actually the compilation steps that are the bottleneck. Some of them are quite small at the beginning. The first ones are very small, but in the middle section, there are a few compilation steps that are over 100 milliseconds. So can we make this faster? Well, if we look in detail at what the compiler is doing, so GCC and Clang, they both have a ftime report that basically tells you what the compiler is spending time on. And for those steps, the compiler is spending a lot of time parsing the files that it is trying to compile. And even if your messages are small, it's still going to take a lot of time because all messages, they include headers. And those headers, once the preprocessor is run, can make files quite large, and the compilation needs to parse files that are very large. And moreover, for every interface, the compiler is run multiple times, and it's parsing the same files every time for every message. So when we have a situation like that, what we can use is precompiled headers. Precompiled headers, they are very easy to use with CMake. There is a function target precompiled headers where you tell it which header you want to precompile, and it will add a few steps that we see in green here that will precompile your headers, and then that makes the compilation steps much faster. And with this, we can get the compilation, the build down to 5.8 seconds for PX4 messages. But we can get even better. Once I re-implemented the generators, I noticed that here we're seeing that they wait on each other. There are three of them that start at the beginning, then a few in the middle, and Python is running last. But in fact, they don't depend on each other at all. So we can just run them right at the beginning, and we will gain a few milliseconds in this case. A change was contributed back to ROS IDEAL, and unrolling, it was merged 2 weeks ago, unrolling, it should make the build almost twice as fast. So yeah, that's it. Check out ROS IDEAL CPP, especially if you have very large packages with a lot of messages. Thank you.
We're just going to have a little